Hello, hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Monday. We have a ton of gossip, and every Monday, our friend Garrett Vogel is joining us from 0100, the Elvis Duran Show. Garrett, are you there?
Rob Shooter, I love a good week of gossip, like the start of the week. Like midweek gossip, it's okay, you know?
Right.
But it's like, this is brand new. We've had Saturday. We've even had Friday night. We've had Saturday and Sunday, and a little bit of early Monday morning. So we have chock full of stuff for you today.
It's the beginning of the week. Anything is possible, particularly in the world of celebrity dish. Hey, what time is it, my friend?
It is turkey tea time.
It is turkey tea time. I'll take that. Of course it is. Hey, before we jump into all the delicious gossip, did you watch the AMAs last night? I know you go to bed early. You're up early. What did you think? What was your highlight?
Here's my thing. When we're used to award shows, and I get they wanted to go a little different at the beginning of an award show, but you normally want that upbeat song. You want that, like, kickoff to give it a pizzazz.
Yes!
You know, give me some zazz. I get a big get is Justin Bieber. He's very popular right now. He's got a lot of music out, but you cannot kick off a show on a slow song, Rob Shooter. I don't know about you.
No,
how you felt about
it. Absolutely, but right about this. I've worked on TV for a long time, and they want upbeat. In fact, when artists go on the Today Show or Good Morning America, you can't sing the ballad. You've got to sing the upbeat song because it tunes people out. And if it does that at 7 a.m., can you imagine at 7 p.m.? It was a little strange way to start the show. I've got a little reporting on it. See what you think about this. So my sources tell me they really wanted Justin to come out and at least do a couple of bars, maybe 8 bars of an upbeat beat song. He's got a lot of great anthems. He didn't want to do that. He wanted to do the new song. So they had this dilemma. Do they have a song that's a great song? Don't get me wrong here. I love this song. It just probably wasn't an opening song. But do they have the wrong song but the right guy? He's a superstar. He's a big deal. They do this for television, for ratings. They think people are going to tune in. Do you think they made the wrong choice?
I think they gambled in the sense of hoping, like, hey, let's get him, you know, and let's see what we could do to try to work on him to kind of give us some upbeat. And hopefully it happens. And, you know, there's producers that are probably up until the minute like, hey, we're still working on him, guys. We're still working on him. Don't worry. We'll get this. We'll have it. This will be the perfect kickoff. And then the show happens. So I wouldn't be surprised if someone has some answering to do today to, you know, production and the ratings people at ABC. But, you know, it's – and my other thing is I – Justin Bieber is very talented, and I get where he's at in his career right now, but this is the next, like, he has 2 songs out right now all about, like, hey, don't get mad at me because I was, pain in the butt when I was 15.
Right.
I'm grown up now. I get it, man. Like, that's what one song is. Don't give me 2. Don't give it to me on a Sunday night when I'm ready to have some fun. Like, give me something upbeat, and then give me that song in the middle of the show.
Right. Let's get into this, actually. It's really interesting because you're not the only one to say this. Several of my TV insiders have said to me as well, this is just the wrong song. A song about being lonely and woe is you, particularly in this day and age with everything happening in the world. It's really, really a rough time. I don't know if I want to feel sorry for a teenage, maybe a little older now, multimillionaire. So I don't know. I've always had a bad reaction to celebrities telling me how tough their lives are. And I know they are. I'm not putting them down. But it's a really tricky thing when I've got to feel sorry for them living in a mansion and driving Ferraris. And I'm struggling to pay my rent. So
I got a cotton swab up my nose to see if I have COVID. The last thing I want to do after that is sit down and go, Justin Bieber feels lonely.
I feel bad for that little boy. I can't see my grandma this Thanksgiving because of this virus. And I've got to cry for Justin Bieber? I know there is something about it. Also, too, let's talk about it. J-Lo, flawless. Whoa.
Like, she is going... Like, I could see her doing, like, what Dolly Parton wants to do right now of, you know, do the cover of Playboy at the age of 75. I think J-Lo could do the same thing when J-Lo is
105
years old.
She just looks incredible. I also enjoyed, too, talking about energy.
Did you do a squat after you saw J-Lo?
Squat. I'm doing squats all day. I'm doing them right now. That bottom. I used to work for Jennifer, so I can say she does work hard. I went to the gym with her once. I know. We got into her fabulous Rolls-Royce Phantom, I think it was. And we went to the gym.
That's the gym car. That's the car she uses just to go to the gym.
She went to the gym. She worked out like a maniac, though. I barely broke a sweat. Like, I mean, I was on a treadmill. I might have had a slight incline, but I certainly didn't hack it. She goes all out.
When you were with working with Jennifer Lopez, was that when the infamous, like, I'm getting my butt insured, like, stage of her career?
I don't know if it was then. Mine was Ben Affleck. Mine was Bennifer. But okay. I do remember those rumors. They're not always true. Like, when you hear someone's got a multi-million dollar contract for their legs or their arms or their bottom, it's what we call silly press. So Diddy's the king of silly press, changing the name, getting attention, not doing any harm, not telling necessarily a lie, but certainly whooshing things up to make it exciting. And I think really it does make the world a little bit more gossipy. Also, too, I wanted to get your thoughts on Taraji. I loved her. I thought coming out and dancing was so clever. She's not a singer. She's not a stand-up comedian. There's nobody in the room. So if you're going to tell jokes...
See, it's upbeat. You know what I mean? It was more upbeat than lonely.
Yes. She was the beginning of the show. It was when she got out and started to shake her bits and her bobs. I think that was the beginning of the show. Let's begin our show, my friend, because we've got some juicy dish. So Claire Crawley from The Bachelorette and Dale are responding to the cheating rumours. There were some photographs out of him with some other models, some female models. They did look a little flirty. Sources are saying not much is going on there. They all work together. They're friends. But they were beautiful women and they were a little touchy-feely. They did get drinks, but one of the women is married, the other one has a boyfriend, so don't worry. So rather than respond to them by putting out a press statement or going on Instagram, they decided to just ignore them. What do you think about that? Do you ignore these rumors or do you fight back?
The more you feed it, the bigger it gets, I think, right? The more you respond it, there's two ways of going about it. The way, you know, Eminem did it in his movie 8 Mile about his life, where you get all the bad stuff, you say it, like, here's what happened, blah, 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 now you have nothing left to say. Or you do that, and then there's follow-up questions. There's always a follow-up question. So even if you put out a statement, it's going to follow you around. Like, hey, you said this, but what was this really about? So it's like you can't win. I guess the easiest way, not talk about it and move on, and because, you know, someone else will do something in a matter of 10 minutes later and you'll be forgotten about.
If it was you and me, I'd agree. But aren't these two now tabloid stars? Like, aren't they now? They're not famous for their acting or their singing or their dancing, Taraji. They're famous really for being a little bit famous. I mean, really, let's be honest about this. I like both of them. I'm not putting them down. Don't they need
they're on
these
the sea
rumors?
Level. You know, they're on the reality show sea level right now. This shows their character too. Do they want to stay in the press? You know, we're talking about two people that went on a reality show for 3 weeks and then quit pretty much. Yeah. So it's like maybe these are the people that don't want that reality show attention. Oh. But they, you know, think about it. So if they ended up winning, I'm sure we would be hearing about this for the next month. Mm-hmm. But since it was like, okay, hey, we're actually in love. We're getting out of here. See you later. And we'll see at the wedding.
Wow. You might be right. Maybe they're the real deal. You might be right. So this brings us to our poll question of the day. Claire Crowley and Dale Ross are ignoring the cheating rumors. Should they ignore them or should they say something? Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett Love, what are you working on though?
All right, let's move on. Alex Trebek. Now we lost him just about almost 2 weeks ago. It seemed, you know, it's odd, Rob Shooter, when you know someone has passed on, but the work that they have done is still around. Like I've watched Jeopardy now more than I probably ever before.
Yeah, the ratings
have
gone up.
And watching him host the show, it's like he's still there, you know, and he could probably still be there forever and ever on TV. But it's like, this is not weird or creepy. It's not I don't know the right word, but it's interesting to see that, like, hey, he's giving us new content and he's not here. So here's what we've learned. We've learned that he's going to be cremated and he'll be spending his ashes will remain in his home with his wife. And, he died of stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which he even spoke about last week too on Jeopardy, which was it was just interesting how it all just synced up like that. He left behind 2 children, and they said, according to some close friends, that he spent his final day with his wife watching the sunset.
Oh, it's
beautiful. The best way with your best friend, and you know, I couldn't think of another way.
Oh, Garrett, you'll be with your wife in the sunset and I'll be behind the bush saying, hello, got any last bit of gossip, Garrett? No, it's really beautiful. He was very apparently handy with his hands. So he built a swing in his garden. He had a beautiful, beautiful piece of land and he was on the swing with his wife and then went to bed and went to sleep. It's a beautiful way to go. But what do you think about ashes? Like, it does right. sound a little strange that the ashes are with the wife. I'm not judging this. You do what you want, Gene. It's none of my business. I have the ashes of one of my dogs in my apartment. Very different. I do know I'm do not too. Equating yep. them. And I haven't yet been able to scatter them, to think about that. Have you ever thought about yourself? I know it's a little bit creepy, a little bit morbid, but I think I would like to be, I always say thrown in the face of Andy Cohen, but that's not exactly true. I think I'd like my ashes to go maybe in the Hudson River. I can see the Hudson River from my apartment and it gives me great pleasure and joy and tranquility.
So it's I pretty think dirty, Rob Shooter. I mean, do you know what's floating in that Hudson River?
Don't tell me that. It would be worse once I'm in it. Where do you want it? Where do you want to go? Because I'm going to make a note, Garrett.
I really don't know. It's one of those things that, you know, as you get older, obviously you think about, but I don't know. Like, you hear people like, oh, I want to be scattered through, you know, Disney World. Mm-hmm. And in my thought, I get, you know, the presence and the idea of you being there. But, I mean, they clean Disney World pretty good.
They do.
You know, I don't want to be sucked up in a vacuum, you know, by the cleaning crew that are coming by and picking up, you know, all the dirt. I don't know.
I'm from Scotland, too. I met Bruce in Scotland, in Edinburgh. And maybe the two of us might go back there and be thrown on the estate of Balmoral, if the Queen will let us on, or some nice estate where we don't have to worry about vacuum cleaners. Thank you, Garrett. Terrible.
It's true.
You mentioned it. Okay, Jennifer Aniston is now an Instagram influencer. Why is she doing this? So Jen has become the global ambassador for Vital Proteins. She's posting all these Instagram pictures of her and the vitamins. Jen, I do like that you're promoting something really healthy and good, and it is about wellness, and I do like this. Why are you doing this? Like, do you ever have enough money is what I'm getting to. These Instagram influencers get on my nerves a little bit. If I see one more fun, fab, fit, flally, flully box, do you know this? I mean, what are these boxes? They just drive me insane. And then the person always like, well, I'm not doing it for the money. I support the brand.
Have you seen love that? The feeling
I've always enjoyed the product for years, and now they're throwing me a lot of cash, but it's not the money. It's because I don't buy it and it drives me nuts. Now, I have to say, no one's ever asked me to endorse anything, and my tune might change very quickly in this episode will be deleted very quickly if the thin fat fun box. But I don't. Do you?
Didn't
are you
Dorix
an influencer?
Do something
Garrett?
With you? Didn't Dorix do something with you?
How
on a float?
Oh my god! Oh, it's awful. I got paid. I think it was $1,000 to promote KY jelly on a float during Gay Pride. My mother thought it was a mayonnaise. And I didn't tell her any difference, but you are right. Thank you for calling me out. Have you ever promoted anything like that?
Of course. I'm a shameless whore.
What's the last thing you plugged? Did you?
The Christmas Chronicles 2.
Did you like it? Did you read it? Did you watch it?
I've watched the first one with my kids. The new one, I believe, comes out on Wednesday, right before the holidays officially kick off for Christmas. But yeah, that was the last thing I can see.
Did you make a lot of money from it? Don't tell me exactly, but enough to buy a car, enough to buy a cheeseburger,
get a dinner. You know,
so a couple of hundred.
Your mom
bucks.
Going to the store and
that's
getting
nice.
Some KY, thinking it's mayonnaise.
Do you know why I really did that, actually? It wasn't necessarily for the money. It was, I'd never been to Gay Pride. Shh, don't tell gay people, I'll get my card taken away.
You're pretty high up there.
Been to Gay Pride. And so to go to Gay Pride on a float and be paid a little bit of money for. Do you know, my friend Karen came and it was a boiling hot day and she brought an egg sandwich. I know. Oh. It was the most, I had to kick her off the float. Honestly,
you had to add some KY to that.
Karen, get off the float. It's awful. What's happening with Candace Cameron Bure?
DJ Tanner. There we go. So remember a few months ago, her and her husband, they posted a nice picture. And her husband, you know, had his arm draped over her shoulder and then, you know, gave her a little boob squeeze grab. However you want to say. And then, of course, the backlash. He is doing something so bad. And how do you let your husband do that? And so Candace recently just said, hey, listen, here's the deal. We just celebrated our newly engaged son, Lev. We're in a great mood. We took a ton of pictures. Then the last picture, my husband grabbed, my boob, and I said, oh my gosh, this is so funny. And then she said, hey, do you mind if I post this? Because this is funny, thinking that it was just innocent fun. Then apparently the backlash came of all those very conservative people saying you shouldn't do this. And Candace recently just said, listen, sex doesn't stop once you're married. You know,
it
might
doesn't?
For you, but not again, maybe not for you, not for everybody, not speaking in generalization, but just for her in general. She says, and it goes back to her being, she tied it back to religion. She said, Christian way to pretend like he never had sex. I have those friends that were like, oh yeah, my parents never had sex. I'm like, what? How did you get here then? Like, think about it. I don't want you to think about it, but think about the concept.
Don't think about it. I'm very prudish about sex. I can talk about pretty much anything, but I don't like talking about sex. But I do like this story. And she even asked if she could post it, so it wasn't an accident. She knew what she was doing.
Right.
I think having a little bit of fun in your relationship, it doesn't matter how long you've been together or not, is just lovely. They clearly love each other, and that's the most important thing. A little bit of sad news before we go to break. Prince William and Kate Middleton's dog Lupo has died. Oh, he was a beautiful black English Cocker Spaniel. They owned him for just 9 years. It's not long enough. He passed away. They got this dog just after they got married. So it's been with them really their entire married life. They wrote how much they miss him and how much they love him. There is nothing worse than losing a puppy. We're sending
you. So, Rob,
you...
Can I ask you real quick before we move on from that? Is there any type of protocol?
It's interesting. There's nothing formal, but since the time of Queen Victoria, there is a little royal pet cemetery in Sandrington, which is one of their country estates. So there's a little graveyard, and Queen Elizabeth has put many of her corgis there. So I think her first corgi was called Susan. What a cool name for a royal dog, Susan. And so Susan's buried in the grounds. And I wonder if William and Kate will start their own little cemetery. Remember, their home is Kensington Palace. Once he's the king, they'll move into Buckingham Palace. But I know, it just breaks my heart. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with my friend and co-host, Garrett Vogel. Garrett, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Bum, bum, bum. Prince William released a rare solo statement about his mom, and he cut Harry out of the statement. Should he did this, yes or no? 60% said no. Harry should have been left out. Once you leave the family, once you leave the family business, you have no business being part of the statements anymore. So don't forget to vote on today's poll. You can go to our Twitter page, at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow. Do you clap back if somebody accuses you of cheating? Hmm.
Dun, dun.
And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Here we go.
What
well, Rob Shooter, I'm already telling you, start working on this headline for when it comes out. Lady Gaga and Brad Pitt dating, okay?
Yes.
We'll just start with that. That's for the future.
Yes.
But so Lady Gaga is going to star opposite of Brad Pitt, upcoming action thriller called Bullet Train. Bullet Train is all about five assassins. They find themselves on a train, but they don't know why they're on this train, but they're five assassins. So you got to think, one by one, they'll eventually, be killed off. But, what's funny? I was with Lady Gaga when she got the call to star opposite Bradley Cooper
what?
In A Star Is Born. She was in at our radio show. She just got the call. She goes, I'm doing this movie. It's a remake. And we didn't know anything. She didn't know she was writing a song yet. She didn't know she was going to make this huge song that everybody knows. So it was kind of interesting. But yeah, she's going to star opposite Brad Pitt. And, it goes into where Lady Gaga sees herself, like just a normal person. She goes, I couldn't make it as an actress. I was bad at auditioning, never got a job. And now she's going to be starring opposite Brad Pitt and already Bradley Cooper. I mean, that's a pretty good resume at the end of the day.
It's so interesting. Find a way. Keep going. She was turned down every way she turned when she wanted to be an actress. She couldn't make it. So that's why she became a singer. We're very lucky she did, because she's given us so much joy. But congratulations.
And you know music is coming. Yeah, oh, you know music is coming from this too. So.
I love her. I love her. And now it's time for our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Uh-oh. Our naughtiest is Jane Seymour, who only eats one meal a day. That's up to her. However, she said that she does it because she has rigid self-discipline. So she claims that she weighs the same amount as she did when she was 17, and she did it by mainly eating vegetables, lean fish, chicken, occasionally a little piece of meat, but mostly rigid self-discipline. I've lost a lot of weight during the pandemic, over 50 pounds.
You've walked all over Manhattan.
I walked everywhere there is to walk in the city. But this rubbed me the wrong way. There is so much more to losing weight than rigid self-discipline. It's much more complicated than that. If it was that easy, we would all be the weight we want to be. So as a person who's been heavy, I've been thin, I've been fat, I've been up, I've been down. Don't do this, Jane. There's so much more to it than just thinking it's about discipline. Hey, we're going to do a moment of Rob. What you get, Garrett? You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. So don't forget that if you are choosing it, you are changing it. When you change your decisions, you change your life. So don't be passive. Don't just sit there. Don't go with the flow. Choose to do something. Choose not to do something. Make sure you're the boss of your life and you're making the decisions. What do you think, Garrett?
I 100%. At the end of the day, you hire and fire yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, you're the person in charge.
Absolutely. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, Garrett. We love you. Thank you for listening
back
to the Naughty But Nice with Rob show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, and leave us a review. And all together now, remember, if you're going to be naughty, you gotta be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Garrett and Rob are back together. That is the truth. So if you enjoy this, I now have a daily podcast, Naughty But Nice with Rob. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. And every Monday on that show is the delicious, the handsome Garrett Vogel. Ooh.